our regular Monday feature. Our job genius, Chad Grew, joins us from Express Employment Professionals, talking to us about the workforce, how to get a job, where the jobs are, what do we need to know. And good morning, Chad. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Well, we're doing okay. This morning, we want to talk about the plight of the unemployed. What can you tell us about that?
Well, actually, I just wanted to touch a little bit about unemployment and sort of what that feels like to individuals. It's a very challenging time in an individual's life, especially for men when they fall upon that point in their career, as many do, where they've worked for companies and been providing for their family and find themselves on the unemployment line and how to get back on their feet. So,
I'm looking at this Harris poll Express Employment put on their site, and it says of unemployed Americans, they surveyed them, and they said for the third year in a row, it shows a significant number of Americans have completely given up looking for work. That's not a very encouraging statement, is it?
No, not a very encouraging statement, but, you know, in the poll that was conducted, it's a reality that, you know, a lot of individuals that have been unemployed and been out seeking for work, whether it's they can't find employment that can meet their income needs or fill their job skills, and they just sort of have stopped and found alternative ways to make their way. And so I think, you know, from an unemployment standpoint, the numbers may not be quite as accurate as what the numbers state in the statistics as an unemployment rate, because if you're not looking for work, then I don't believe you're considered in the unemployment rate.
Does this fit in? What's the demographic, I guess, of those people that are unemployed? Can you give us kind of a little bit of a snapshot?
The demographic of from the survey?
Right.
Well, the survey is conducted across a broad spectrum of job seekers throughout Express Employment Professionals in different areas. So, I mean, it's you know, from entry level all the way up to, you know, senior citizen and in between as far as the survey results. But, you know, I think from, you know, the main concern is that it's really starting to become a epidemic where we need workers. Employers are finding out that they're running into production shortfalls and filling positions to service customers. So it's really an issue of how do we get individuals back out looking for work in order to, you know, service customers and maintain the business.
Chad, another stat in there talks about a great amount of workers or potential workers haven't had a job interview since 2014. So here we are, 2 years later. What should those people be thinking? What should they be doing?
Well, Craig, I believe that you know, the best bet is to get back out there and start sharpening those interviewing skills and start looking at your resume and getting with individuals and companies that can help you navigate that pathway. I mean, the interview arena has changed in as short as 2 years. I mean, there are companies that are doing Skype interviews. The interview questions that are being asked are, you know, different and maybe more challenging, more thought-provoking. So I think it would be, you know, come to Express, come to other organizations that assist you in developing those skill sets of the interview and resume writing.
We're talking this morning with Chad Grude from Express Employment Professionals, our job genius. He chats with us weekly to get people inspired back out there. What would you say to somebody who has sort of given up? I mean, this is more of a mental thing, really. You know, they have skills, they've worked at some point, but what can you say to them to try to get them motivated, really, to try this again and know that maybe they weren't doing something, or the economy has changed, the market has changed from the last time?
You know, I believe that the market, the economy is, I believe it is relatively strong. There's a lot of jobs, opportunities out there. They may not be quite what you're used to or what you were looking for from a earnings standpoint. But sitting doing nothing, if you're not growing, if you're not being purposeful, it's going to cause you to slowly recess even further backwards. So, you know, the sooner the better to get up and get back out there and start exercising your mind and sharpening your skills is probably the best bet for you from a healthy mindset.
Just try to get things out there and get back into the routine, because if you lose a little bit of that traction, that seems to be what kind of then grows into some bit of a stagnation as well.
Yes. Yeah, I would definitely agree with you on that.
So if people want to check out what you have to offer, or maybe find out some of the things that I know Express Employment Professionals offer, not only with you, but online or with the website, getting them back into the workforce, what's a good place to start?
Well, we always like to meet each individual one-on-one, so visit us at 992 Abbey Road North in Elyria. Give us a call at 440-723-2882. Are always the first step in our interview process. If you want us to help you find a job opportunity, is to go online to www.expresspros.com/LorraineOH and do an online application and come on in and sit down, and you know, we'll go over your skill set and see where you would like to go, and you know, where would be a good step for you in the next career journey.
Sounds good. The weather's nicer, so people get outside, get out there and you beat the streets to look for the next job. Our guest this morning, Chad Groot, Express Employment Professionals. We'll talk again next Tuesday. We got a little bit of change because I got the Monday holiday, but we'll talk with you again next week as we work our way through the summer. Thanks very much, Chad.
Sounds great, guys. Thank you.
Appreciate your time.